This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. A so-called swing legislative district in November's elections is New Mexico House of Representatives District 43, which includes portions of Los Alamos, Rio Arriba, Sandoval, and Santa Fe counties. For years, District 43 was Republican territory. That changed 4 years ago when Democratic incumbent Representative Stephanie Garcia-Richard captured the seat. Now, Garcia-Richard faces a strong challenge this election cycle from Republican Los Alamos County Clerk Sharon Stover. We'll hear from both candidates after this word from our media partner.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Representative Stephanie Garcia-Richard says her constituents in Los Alamos and surrounding counties prioritize education and the status of the state's education system. In her two terms, Garcia-Richard says she's focused on that and broader concerns.
Almost as soon as I was elected, I fairly quickly hit the ground running with a lot of economic development bills that I've carried, the Technology Research Collaborative. I carried my first term and got that passed and signed by the governor to create a group that would work on technology transfer, spin-off of research that's done at our national laboratories. And then this past cycle, I worked with my county council there in Los Alamos on some legislation to allow them to use their local Economic Development Act funds more flexibly.
Garcia-Richard's Republican challenger, Sharon Stover, has been with Los Alamos County in a variety of posts over the years and is now county clerk. She knows the district and state politics well, having served as New Mexico Association of Counties president.
In addition, I've been out knocking on doors and talking to people. And there's one theme that comes up. Our GRT, our gross receipts structure, is in need of an overhaul, a major overhaul, and has been for several years. Education, we were ranked 50th in the nation. Also, our roads.
Stover's been active in youth issues and headed the Multi-County Regional Coalition for LANL Communities, the area surrounding Los Alamos National Laboratory. Mostly, Stover says, district residents want jobs and economic growth. For her part, incumbent Garcia-Richard has also walked the district door-to-door. She touts her responsiveness to constituent needs and her transparency.
I constantly am, giving them feedback on things that I'm working on at the State House. I hold a lot of town hall meetings. I send out, a survey during the legislative session, and I try to communicate very frequently with the voters of District 43 so that I feel like we kind of work in a partnership.
Stover does present a strong challenge for Garcia-Richard.
There are many issues facing our state. I have the time, the commitment, and the energy. I will work hard. I've done that during my time as a public servant and look forward to serving the people in my district, and we'll work hard.
Demographic changes, redistricting, and an increase in independent voters in District 43 has led to its relatively new status as a partisan toss-up. Voter turnout will play a key role in the race. One thing's for certain, all eyes will be on it come November 8th. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.